God bless ye all, shipmates of the future. The name's Piper, Diggory Piper, perhaps the finest Cornish pirate that ever lived. Today, it is my duty to serve as the humble prologue to this piece of operatic fancy. So listen carefully to me. 400 years ago, I was licensed by Her Majesty, the first Queen Elizabeth, as a privateer. So I took my lovely ship, the Sweepstake, and went a roaming the high seas looking for Spanish treasure to loot. I liked the looting. By St. Christopher, I did. And I did a lot of it too. I am a romantic, you see. High maintenance. But the high seas, oh, no. I preferred the calm waters of the English Channel, where I could plunder during the day, and at nighttime, strum my lute and indulge my feminine, artistic side with my old musical mucker, John Dowland. I wasn't too fussed with which ships I looted either. Spanish, Dutch, English, it didn't matter to me. I am a pirate, after all. Pirates aren't picky. We're dreamers, grand dreamers. We're not all bloodthirsty thugs. Of course, that attitude got me into trouble in the end. But then, we use our imaginations to help us wriggle out of tricky little corners. It's funny how odd bits and pieces you pick up beachcombing in Falmouth can acquire magical, poetic powers. I digress. This is not my story, although I do figure in it. Pivotal, you might call me, in fact. But I shan't spoil the ending. For this is the tale of the second most famous Cornish pirate that ever lived, my old comrade in arms, Lady Mary Killigrew. A lady pirate, I hear you gasp. Why, yes indeed, we Elizabethans could be decidedly unconventional. It all began around Christmastide, 1583, in the Grand Hall of Arwenack House.
As an elf and the heir to the manor
in the clothes of a tanner
and Cecil the gardener dressed up as a partner.
We're all made of love.
The queen herself must sweep the floor.
The world's upside down.
When will the penniless rule the world once more?
Rise to the sky and every soul must change.
Gaiety. He's one of the players.
Pray bend your ears for the tale of the holy fool Tama Bedlam. He ain't a penny to his name, but he knows truth from lies.
From the hag and the hungry goblin that into rags would rent Tom, the spirit that stands by the naked man in the book of moons defend Tom. For all your wolves, your buckles fine, must one day be forsaken. So shed thy lace and go with Tom abroad to bake your bacon.
Tom, dear,
with a host of furious fancies, whereof I am commander, with a burning spear and a horse of air, to the wilderness I wander. By a night of ghosts and shadows, I saw.
Entertainment, for soon it will be midnight.
We have a wild and terrible tale to tell you, if you so desire it, of an Irish girl who grew into a pirate.
Born in the valley, a very low station,
christened O'Malley with little expectation.
Serving God or men could be my only fate, but then I am a pirate's daughter.
Grace was 17 to be a pirate, just a dream.
Until a raven caught her.
Bells were whispered in her ear, and soon it became very clear that everyone would learn to fear this team.
Grace O'Malley, Grace O'Malley, pirate queen.
Pirate daddy was wild as could be, every chance he had he always took to sea.
When one day his crew was planning a raid, she said,
I'll come too, cause I am not afraid.
Surely, Grace, my dear, as a girly buccaneer, you will falter. Your courage will be failing long before we set the sailing for Gibraltar.
My destiny waits for me out there, it's meant to be.
Clearly she had flair.
Believe in me and you will see I dare to dream.
Grace O'Malley, pirate queen.
So I cut off all my hair. Yes, I shaved my head bare, so my dar would never dare say no.
Didn't seem like Grace would budge.
I'll not stay here like a drudge. If God's up there, let him judge. Let's go.
So young Grace went to sea and proved a cracker,
scared all those who dared attack her,
swung her cutlass if you tried to whack her.
take care.
She was brazen, she was valiant.
Sacked the Spanish and ravaged the Italians.
Soon she captured her very own galleon.
Beware. I gathered up a crew to join me on the sea trail. Straight away I knew they would all be female.
Maidens with zest who never looked back.
Sail east to west and join my crack.
Gracious crew of wenches had the fabulous adventures they desired.
Ladies laying waste to every rival ship they chased.
I'm inspired.
This cutlass crew, strong and sisterly, was captained on to every victory by the finest pirates that history has seen.
Christmas pirates.
Epiphany cake. Whoever finds that dried old pea shall get their wish, whatever it be.
Whoever finds the dried old pea shall get their wish, whatever it be.
I have the pea! I have the pea!
It's the end of Christmas time. She has the pea.
Party's over, one and all, in this silly feast of misrule. Sensible people should get back to work, because there's a pirate ship out to sea. It belongs to Sir Diggory Piper, that contemptible viper. He's attempting to fire on Pendennis Castle, while seizing a Spanish galleon laden with treasure, I expect. Oh, the pleasure that we'll get
from securing Sir Diggory Piper's arrest, ensuring we capture this slimy detest.
Things become bad.
So to bed with you all and lock your doors. Well, we go to settle some pirate scores. That said, it seems a storm is brewing. Perhaps that'll prove to be Piper's undoing. They're gone. What a relief. Now you can get back to your embroidery and loot lessons, darling.
Indeed. And when do you think you'll be back, darling?
Maybe tomorrow, but it could be much longer. Piracy is the scourge of our time, and dealing with it is a man's business. Goodbye, my love.
Don't rush back. A new year. A new resolution. What would Grace O'Malley do? I should be a pirate too.